When Americans took part in commemorations this morning, they weren't alone. Across Europe, the event was marked by moments of silence, solemn ceremonies, and words of support for the American people. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
A year ago today, millions of shocked Europeans stopped work to watch the images of devastation from across the Atlantic. Today, they watched hours and hours of somber live television, translating the memorial events at Ground Zero into French, German, and Italian.
It is for us,
wir, die Lebenden, müssen uns der Unvollendung.
They were our neighbors, our nostri vicini, our children,
i nostri mariti, i nostri figli.
There were tributes in different capitals. Here in France, an Air Force band played for several hundred people at the U.S. Embassy. French President Jacques Chirac paid them a visit.
Je veux rappeler l'héroïsme de celles et de ceux qui ont pris tous les risques.
I want to remember the heroism of all those who took risks to save lives and to honor the courage, dignity, and patriotism of the American people. I want to express to you the friendship of France and our will to fight international terrorism.
At a Paris bus stop this morning was Frenchman Maxime Ibon, who was working in New York this time last year. Today, he wore a New York City Fire Department sweatshirt as he went to his new office in the French capital.
I had to show some sort of support being in France right now, and I miss New York, and it's the biggest city in the world and the best city in the world. The city's not the towers. The towers fall, the city lives, and the people stood taller and prouder than those two towers that day.
In Rome, the Pope said no feeling of frustration could justify the attacks. In Poland, President Aleksander Kwaśniewski unveiled a monument to Polish victims of 9/11.
Jesteśmy tu, by pamiętać o wszystkich ofiarach tej zbrodni.
We are here to remember all of the victims of that atrocity, he said, since all of those who died there were our brothers and members of a community of people to which we also belong, people committed to freedom, democracy, justice, tolerance, and peace. The choir in London's Westminster Cathedral. Prince Charles joined hundreds of people paying their respects as some 3,000 petals of white roses fluttered down from the dome, one for each victim. In London and across Europe, trading floors marked a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Music was another way to remember. Over 170 choirs in some 20 countries performed the Mozart Requiem. This is the sound of the wave of remembrance that swept from Japan to Jerusalem to Germany and Britain. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.